Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller.
Nat Barris.
The welcome got stuck in my throat.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I know.
Anyway. Well, Matt, you appear to be growing some extra facial hair.
Yes, I am. I am 39 and three quarters.
Okay.
And I've never really committed to the beard growth.
Okay.
And I'm trying it.
This is something you want to do?
I mean, it's not a permanent decision.
Is it itchy? You know, because sometimes it's not itchy.
Not right now.
Are you doing anything weird with it, like touching it or messing with it?
A little bit, but yeah. You know what? I have a very rigid five-step regime for my face care. I have a face care routine.
Yes,
we know
yes,
about this.
Yes.
I believe in face care. Yes. I think that my biggest asset is actually my face.
Oh, interesting.
And so we got to take care of it.
Didn't know that about
you. So listen, I am putting lotion on my face still.
Okay.
I'm trying to train the beard.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. ASMR.
Listen.
Ooh, I hate that.
People
actually
love that.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is the beard feel oily or greasy because of the lotion?
No.
Good to know.
No. It feels wonderful.
Oh, well, good.
So we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts.
Welcome to the podcast, beard.
Thank you. Oh.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your... let me do my good day
first.
Okay, my good day was this past weekend, we went to a Friendsgiving with Disney Danielle and Just Maggie.
Okay.
Mallory and I packed up the kids and we hit up Dayton. Okay. This time of year, that's where...
Shout out Dayton. Dayton, if you are listening.
I don't know what Dayton's going to do for us, but Dayton, pull up. But we've probably done this, maybe 10 years now.
Wow.
Maybe even longer than that. But we...
Before children?
Yeah.
Wow.
We started Friendsgiving with them. So it's Mallory's college friends and we get together. We pick a weekend in November. And we do it.
Favorite side dish? What was it?
My favorite side dish this weekend. Oh man, it's really hard to pick.
Wow.
But the mashed potatoes were really good.
Oh, good. Yeah,
I made them. They were good. They were really good.
Did you put brown butter on them?
No, we did gravy.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Okay, my good day. My good day was recently. Recently, we had Friendsgiving as well.
Yeah.
With our boys. And when they first came over, I gave them all a little tour of our deck.
I haven't seen it in person.
Okay, listen, it's not finished, but literally every single one of them, it was so cute because some of them had never been to our house. So they were like, they didn't know what it was before.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, this is really nice. But the ones that had never been to our house were like, oh my goodness, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
I am so impressed. Local craftsmen in our community, and I'm talking about Wayne and Holmes, even Tuscarawas County, are not just talented. They hustle, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cannot believe we just had day, I was like day five or six. I don't know, but they are hustling.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how much they're getting done. And the whole design of the deck is cool. And I cannot thank Mount Hope Fence enough, which by the way, they are one of our new sponsors.
They're a new sponsor for us.
So, if you are on Instagram or Facebook, feel free to follow me to get updates on where we are with the project. And
yeah. Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
Common misconception.
Yes.
Mount Hope Fence. We would think that they primarily make fences, but that's not accurate.
Well, and you know, they began years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be 40 years. I don't know the exact years that they
started. They've been around.
They've been around for a long time.
Right.
And they started out as a fencing company,
mm-hmm.
but now they do fence, railing, outdoor structures like pavilions, decks. They also do fire pits. They have incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
They have incredible fire pits, and fire pit layouts with the paver bricks.
Yeah,
and they do decks, deck flooring, if you visit Amish country or you actually live around here, Mount Hope Fence is right outside of Mount Hope, Ohio, on 241. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not on 241. I'm wrong about that. It's on 77. It's on County Road 77, just outside of Mount Hope. So Mount Hope has two intersecting roads, 241 and 77. It is on 77. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming from Mount Hope toward Berlin, it will be on your left leaving Mount Hope.
Yeah.
Oh, as you've left Mount Hope. And they just have, what's great about going there is you can see so many different examples mm-hmm. of so many different layouts, so many different types of deck flooring as far as colors.
Yeah.
So I've picked some, I'm not going to tell what I've done for my ceiling, but I've picked some unusual colors for our region or for our area, and I'm excited about it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see. So you are... Truly, you're showing it on your Instagram as well.
Oh yeah,
so
in
if
real time.
People want to look along.
Yeah.
You're posting updates.
Yeah, and it's
about
real time. Like what you see today is happening today.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it is literally, truly like incredible how quickly it mm-hmm. goes from no stairs being there to stairs being there, stairs
wild.
With lights. I mean, it's just wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do an episode or a segment of Mad Dash.
Yes, Mad
because
Dash.
I think we learn a lot about each other.
Yes, Mad
for
Dash.
Sure. And yes. It also just spurs a little conversation.
It's just fun.
Okay, I'm
and
gonna
listen,
go first.
But oh. Let's preface this by saying
okay.
We're tired.
Sometimes it's okay. We're tired. Tired.
I mean, if it feels like Matt and Leanne seem tired, it's because we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's the holidays. You get tired.
It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
Listen.
We're good. We're thankful. We're happy, but we're tired.
So thankful.
We're going to sleep.
All
so
right.
Good
here's my Mad Dash for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
These are yes, no, or open-ended, or just answers. Right?
Okay.
Do
you like pop?
Overall?
Yeah, pop.
No.
You don't like pop?
No, I have to have a craving for it.
Okay.
Like I have to be...
What pop do you crave?
Like maybe two or three times a year I'll be like, oh, I want to mix Cherry Coke with a little bit of just regular Diet Coke.
Okay.
Like I have to crave it, but
okay.
No, like I don't have it in our fridge. It's not ever in our refrigerators. The Fresca you gave me, how long ago was that?
Your birthday, August 9th.
August 8th. It's still in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like it's just, now I'll have one of those maybe once every 8 weeks.
You have self-control over pop. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's
you don't care about fizzy drinks?
No, I'm more about coffee, iced tea. I do like iced tea.
Okay.
Coffee, and I like the Chick-fil-A half sweet, half unsweetened iced tea, and coffee and water.
Okay, I support that.
Yeah.
All right, here's my next one. How do you feel about Christmas cutouts?
I love them.
Do you love eating them or making them?
Oh, eating them. I love the cutouts with the fluffy... good buttercream frosting like your mom makes.
You have a good recipe for that too.
Yeah, I do. Cut out pillowy cutouts.
Do you make cutouts?
I don't want the thinner kind of crispy
ones. Don't come at all, right?
I mean, I can have them, but if you're asking me what I love the pillowy cutout. The frosting is just like they take the frosting spatula and it kind of goes whip, whip, whip.
Mm.
Yeah.
Praise be. Buttercream?
Yes.
Buttercream.
I do love a good cutout.
Same. All right, sweet potato casserole.
Love it.
Tell me your opinions. Tell
love
me what
it.
You need
it
to look
it.
Like.
I need it to be whipped. I need the sweet potatoes to be whipped. No chunks. Nope.
Okay.
No chunky.
You want smooth.
I want whipped, and I want a topping. Mm. I want a topping with nuts, brown sugar, butter, flour.
Praise.
Yes.
Lord.
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Lord. Yes. Yes.
And
Lord.
I want the mashed sweet potatoes to have a little bit of fluffy feeling.
Yeah.
Not custard. I don't mean that. But just kind of a little fluffy feeling. I don't want a chunky, like just the sweet potato.
Do you feel about this? I've noticed recently people adding in some of their sweet potato recipes that I've come across, adding baby food, sweet potatoes. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel like it's necessary.
Well,
I feel like...
Have you tried it?
No. No, but I think it's silly.
Okay. I'm going to make one, and I'm going to try it. Wow. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I'd hide these from you because you were trying to look when I was
looking.
Writing
I was
mine.
Looking.
I was like, I can't believe you're... Okay. Yes or no, And this is not for your children. This is for you. And it could be from when you were little or could be now. Stuffed animals.
100%.
Yes.
Love them.
Okay.
I had one of those triangle nets in my...
Triangle what?
It's like a little net that's a triangle that you hook into your wall. So like the back corner. And I had my stuffed animals arranged in a net.
Okay.
I love them. I had a My Buddy. I had a dog that we named Willie.
Okay. Do you have any of these?
Pound Puppy. Are yes. they around? Yes.
You do? You kept
yes.
them?
Yes.
Do your children know about them? Have yes. you shown them?
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, yeah. Okay. Littlefoot from Land Before Time.
Oh, my word.
Remy has that one in her bedroom.
Is that a dinosaur?
It's a dinosaur.
Littlefoot. Okay, I thought so.
So, yeah, I was a stuffed animal kid. And listen, all three of my kids are stuffed animal kids.
Yeah, yeah. And our boys were too.
One of our friends, Summer, that we went to renew through a retreat, Summer told me once in a DM, she was like, you know what? My boys, she has boys that are probably 10 and 8. And she was like, I always get my kids stuffed animals because someday they're not going to want them. That's and true. I know they do take up space, yeah, and whatever, it's but it's really
it's
sweet.
It's true. Yeah, that's sweet. Okay. While driving, fast lane, slow lane.
Fast.
You actually kind of speed. I How hope there's you? Not a cop listening, but
How
you
dare
kind
you
of do.
Call me
you,
out.
You do. You kind of speed.
Who has time?
Listen.
You... I can't believe we're talking about this because you drive slow.
I do.
You used to drive fast. When I first met you and you were like 38,
yeah.
you were like driving all over just like me.
I'm just tired. I don't need to speed.
I know.
Listen, you don't
get... How do you have time?
Listen, these speeders out there, you don't get there that much faster. You really don't.
I know, but I feel good. I feel better about life. I just can't. Sometimes when I drive with you, I feel like you drive like a grandma.
I do.
I don't understand it because you have a very zippy personality.
I like it.
And your driving is atrocious.
I like it. I look around.
I know. I feel like I'm high or something. Like, what is wrong? Like, stop looking at the leaves and drive.
You've never been high in your life.
How dare you?
You just started going to bars. I mean.
I got a long ways to go.
Okay.
Listen, your driving, though, I do have to say, is a little bit grandma. It's grandma chic.
It is.
It's grandma chic.
I will agree with you. I don't know why I'm the one that gets the tickets in the family.
I know.
When I'm
you
the
do.
One that drives slow. But Daryl says I have one speed, and I go that speed everywhere.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's like 47.
And then if you do that.
If you do 47 and a 25, that's really bad. Up. But if you do 47 on a 65, I'm jumping out.
It's true.
I can't do it.
It's true.
We road tripped it's to true. Washington, D.C. like 3 years ago, and I was like, oh, Lord.
I was driving safe.
You drive safe, and also you just get distracted. You're like, oh, look, there's the Buc-ee's. And 2 hours later, oh, look, I need an oil change. 2 hours later, I can't do it.
Okay, it's true.
I got to drive next time.
Okay, you can only name one.
Okay.
Favorite Christmas cookie.
Oh, man.
Only one. Only one. If they all of them went away except for one.
I hate this. I'm actually mad. Because... I feel like, Matt, my wife does this to me. What's your favorite this? What's your favorite that? Here's my problem with this conversation is I feel like if I tell you, that's all you're going to give me. And then people will be like, I want your favorite. And then like, I can't eat anything else.
No, I'm
else.
Not because I'm probably not going to bake them.
How dare you? Like, you know, I don't know. I have to think about it. Okay. This is a really, really big decision.
Okay.
I do love a good peanut butter blossom. I don't know. Your cough.
I know.
Needs to get under control.
I know. It's when I laugh. I catch
in
my throat.
I do love peanut butter blossoms. I don't know if those are exclusive
you know,
to Christmas.
I love Emma Jenkins at Mallory's
peanut
grandma.
Butter balls?
Yes.
They're good.
They're crunchy. And she puts crunchy like Rice Krispies in them. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
I know. Those are good. There's just so
I like
many.
A good thumbprint with buttercream frosting or red raspberry jam.
Yes.
I make a good thumbprint. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of that. Let's talk all about traditions.
Oh, gosh,
it is the most wonderful time of the year, if you haven't noticed.
Well,
listen,
you know, you really
this is your 1 week warning to buy your pumpkin, friends. Buy your pumpkin. Libby's, if you are listening, we have been encouraging people for months to buy their pumpkin now because pumpkin shortages.
I was behind somebody in the line at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. This guy had four cans of pumpkin in his hand, and I wanted to tap him on the shoulder and be like, "Are you listening to These Are Good Days?"
He probably is. He's like, Matt said it.
He's got four cans of pumpkin. Listen, he's not going to run out.
That's right. It's if you haven't bought your pumpkin, literally turn this off.
Go buy that
and
pumpkin.
Go to the store.
Traditions are interesting because when I think of traditions, I think of things like we always make Christmas cookies on this date. But
yeah.
That's not just the only thing traditions are.
Right.
When Daryl and I first got married, now we'll be married 33 years on Christmas Day, which is crazy. And when we first got married, I was so just infatuated and so like in love with his family being Amish and that whole thing that I was like, at Christmas time, I'm like, wouldn't it be fun? And this was when his siblings, you know, not all of them were married. Mm-hmm. You know, there was maybe one grandchild, you know, now there's like, I don't know, with all of us, it's like, we could never do this. It's like 60 of us, but his siblings weren't having kids yet. And I was like, his parents still lived at the place where he was raised. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it would be so fun if we all came to your mom and dad's for Christmas Eve and spent the night.
Aww.
And we did that for years. Actually, we did that until the grandkids started having kids.
Yeah.
And it just got too big.
Yeah.
But we did it for years. And
That's really a fun tradition.
It was so fun. The kids now, all the grown-up kids that are having kids, they all remember it.
Tell me this. When you go to a sleepover at an Amish person's home, what are we doing?
Oh my goodness, playing games, playing cards, playing rook, playing euchre, playing dominoes.
Okay.
We're eating, I'm hoping. Oh my gosh, so much food.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Are we
using gas lights?
Well, yeah, natural gas lights. Yeah. Yeah. Well, my.
You act like everyone's been to an Amish person's house at night.
I loved it. I loved every bit of it. In the beginning, you know, we had a can. There was a candlelight by the bed that you could light the candle and walk to the bathroom. And I just loved it. I just thought it was
very
just,
like Hallmark movie.
It just was. Yeah. And even the grandkids, I mean, these grandkids now are 30, but I just remember them being little and just loving it. It was such a fun time. And it was a tradition.
Yeah.
You know, and I think now what's cute is I think a lot of the grandkids want to start doing that with, you know, as their kids get older.
Totally. With their generation.
Yes, yes.
Like you're the grandparents now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know, one of our family's tradition, I've said it probably the last 2 years that we've talked about Christmas, is Taco Bell and Christmas lights.
Yes.
You know, this is how, I think sometimes we think traditions need to be started from like a Martha Stewart catalog
and it has to look like a certain way. Or it needs to have gone on with your parents too.
Right.
Like for generations.
But
our
Taco Bell Christmas light tradition, we literally kind of fell into it. One year we were like, oh, we need to go put on your pajamas and go look at Christmas lights. And it was dark outside. And we got in the car and we started driving around and we were like, we realized we didn't have dinner yet. So our kids were like, where do you want to go for dinner? And we kind of thought, where's like the only place we could go to dinner in our pajamas? And it was Taco Bell. So now our kids look forward to that. So we will put on pajamas.
What are you ordering at Taco Bell these days?
That's a whole other podcast, Leanne. Nachos Bel Grande is my go-to.
What is it?
Nachos Bel Grande.
What's that?
It's just big old cheese and chips and dips.
Oh, it's just cheese and chips?
Yeah.
Like it's not like a burrito or something? Yeah. Do you ever get the Crunchwrap thing?
Yeah, Mallory loves that.
I love that thing.
Yeah, let's not talk about this too much, though.
Okay, listen. I just had this mental picture of when the kids get older and they're having their kids and they're like, come on, we got to go over to Pappy's. He wants to ride around and see Christmas lights and go to Taco Bell. And it probably won't even be called Taco Bell anymore.
They'll love it.
Yeah, they will love it.
So yeah, that's one of our family's traditions that we love this time of year. We usually do it once.
It's so good.
Another tradition we have in our family, and I don't know if like you said, traditions aren't, they're just things we do.
Yes.
I've noticed my fifth grader, I don't know if your kids were ever like this. My fifth grader, he's like turning 11, is very into traditions. Very like, Dad, we have to do this. Maybe it's his personality, but he's getting kind of sentimental, which is kind of really sweet. But here's another one we do. We put up our tree early. Yeah, so like, it's a whole thing. I know.
August.
It's like a whole, how dare you? It's a whole thing. It's usually, we put it up the first weekend of November and we only put it up for the lights. Listen.
Okay.
When the time change happens, we need to get our hygge.
Okay.
So we put up the tree early because we want the lights.
Okay. You want the white twinkles.
Then what we do after Thanksgiving is we will have a night where we make dinner together. We put on a Christmas movie and we actually do the ornaments because we love talking about the ornaments. We're the kind of people that will buy ornaments on vacation.
Okay.
Or like, Luca was obsessed with monster trucks. Yeah, so we have a monster truck ornament from when he was like a toddler.
Yes.
So we'll get him out and we'll talk about him. Okay. And it's just a fun, fun thing for us to do. Here's another one that we do. My mother-in-law actually started this one with our kids. It's Christmas Eve boxes with jammies. So she'll come over sometime before Christmas Eve and our kids get a little box that has like some candy and it has pajamas in it.
Do they open that on Christmas Eve?
They open it on Christmas Eve. Cute. And then we wear the pajamas
on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
Have you ever had anybody not fit in their pajamas?
I've had years where it's been tight. Not gonna lie.
I didn't mean necessarily you.
I had some snug years. There are some years. Listen. There are some years where it's been snug and up in there.
Telling me how your jammies.
You want to know how my jammies fit? That's TMI.
That's really
come over on Christmas morning if you really want to show. Okay, here's another one. Is we have you love that. We have a whole. I'm serious. We have a whole.
Like you didn't want to really answer because.
They're tight sometimes.
You know, because the kids go through growth spurts.
So do I. I do too. I do too. Okay, here's another one that our family, I need to keep going. Okay. Here's another one of our family is we have collected over the years, we've collected Christmas books and we have at least 25 of them. So Mallory will wrap up the Christmas books, the same ones every year.
Sweet.
And she'll wrap them up and put them in a bin like by the fireplace or by the tree. And every night leading up to Christmas, our kids pick a book and we read it before bed.
Oh, that's sweet.
And so that's kind of a fun little thing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then they go away. You know, we put them away with all the Christmas decorations and they come back out the next Christmas.
Well, and it's also how they become familiar with classics.
Totally.
You know, or when they get older, they're like, oh, did you ever read? You know, that happens with our boys. They're like, oh, did you ever read that book? Or we had that book when I was little. Is your mama a llama? That's the one my
totally
loved. But yeah, I think that's great at Christmas time because then it becomes reminiscent.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Do you guys have any traditions that you've started recently? Or
well, you know, now we have a new future daughter-in-law.
That's right.
His fiance. So I'm sure we'll be starting newer ones. But I do love the tradition that we have had every year for, it's really almost been our whole marriage, is we call it Amish Thanksgiving. We do Thanksgiving with Daryl's side of the family every Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we can always count on just having that wonderful big Thanksgiving meal. And it's always just, the boys love it. The boys would not miss. I mean, they love it. And so we do Amish Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving with Daryl's side of the family every year.
Yeah. Tell me, what does Amish Thanksgiving look like?
Probably very similar to non-Amish Thanksgiving, except for
it's quieter.
There's no
electricity.
Football. Well, there's no football. There's no football games on and TV and that. It's more
or Macy's Thanksgiving
Day Parade. No, none of that. Yeah, we usually have games and the kids play and There's usually, if the area's big enough, there's cornhole happening. Yeah. And it's
do
just
the Amish play Dutch Blitz?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then we usually, for Amish Thanksgiving, we usually have it at lunch. Yeah. It's usually at around lunchtime. It'll either be, and usually what we do is, often Amish will be fast. Oh, is that Christmas though? I can't remember. Anyway, we're usually, doing it around, you know, like lunchtime, early lunch, like 11, 11:30. Like we arrive at 11 and start and eat at 11:30 or whatever. We usually don't do Thanksgiving at like 4. I mean, we just don't. Now when we get together for Christmas, we do a later, you know, we do dinner with the Amish family because everybody's open their gifts and at home. So
that's awesome. I know for my family, we loved watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. My family always loved that.
I know people that
was such a fun thing for us. Football wasn't a big thing for us, but I know families that have football on a weekend.
Well, especially Thanksgiving, there's Thanksgiving like bowls, like turkey bowls and all that stuff. Also, we have started, since living at the farmhouse, we do Christmas dinner. We always have a really nice Christmas dinner, and I usually get a filet, like a big filet.
Yeah.
I remember the first year we did it, our boys were standing at the fridge. I mean, you can picture this because you live with us. They're standing at the fridge with this Tupperware, and I cut the filet in like smaller pieces, just literally taking pieces out of the Tupperware, eating it cold. They were like, this was so good, like the next day for leftovers. So I'll do a filet and crab legs, and we've been having that. Now this will be our, I think, fourth year doing that.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And it's just fun. Like, and our Dottie, the boys' grandpa, Daryl's dad, last year Thanksgiving, we asked him what they were doing for Christmas. And he's like, well, we're not sure. What are you having? And Daryl told him what we were having. He goes, Ida, we're going to their house for Christmas. And Christmas Day dinner. And it was lovely.
That's awesome. They are awesome. You know, on Thanksgiving weekend, I think people still go Black Friday shopping. Did you ever get into that?
Oh, our boys for several. Don't you remember this? Several
did I years, do it with you?
I don't know, but several years in a row, they begged. It was really Joey.
Joey is a shop. Was go. A shopper.
Oh, he still is. There was something about going out early in the morning.
I know. It's appealing.
Just loved it. He loved it. His friends loved it. So I think for 2 years in a row, I did that. And then it was like, oh, come on. We can go a little bit later. We don't have to go that early. And listen, if there are lines and people are waiting at those sliding doors, it gets a little scary. Yeah. So, I have gone Black Friday shopping and loved it, but I actually like, I like Cyber Monday and I like Black Friday shopping online.
Same. Well, you know, they already have Black Friday deals going on right now.
I know. It's
which
so
is wild,
wild
to me. Here's another one that some people do is a turkey trot. Some families actually run.
I know. Like a real run.
When are we doing this? We eat?
Yes.
Or after?
In the
we
morning.
Eat? Well,
yeah,
good.
In the morning. Good. But I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm never doing it. I'm never turkey trotting.
No.
Now I might turkey walk.
I might turkey wobble.
I might do that.
Yeah.
But you maybe should do that if you're suspicious your PJs.
How dare you? How dare you talk about my tight pajamas? Here's the other one. Some families actually do some volunteer work over Thanksgiving weekend. You know, they'll go somewhere where people are serving meals or that kind
of
thing.
Which I love. I love that.
Here's what it comes down to is I think sometimes we get funny about traditions because, like you said earlier, we think that traditions have to be this long thing.
Yeah.
Or we think that they have to have some huge
significance.
Yes. But here's what I'll say. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Really what you're doing is you're making core memories for your kids. Truthfully, for your kids, your adult children, your grandchildren, you're making memories. One that just kind of happened for our family recently was when I was a kid, a couple years, my mom made a giant cinnamon roll in a deep dish pizza pan.
Yeah, I love that.
And I had said to her one time when we were all together, I was like, hey, could you make that? And now Luca asks my mom to make it.
I
he
love
just
that.
Asked her a couple days ago and was like, hey, when the cousins come in town for Christmas, can we make a cinnamon roll? And she said, you guys are getting so big, I might have to make two cinnamon rolls.
That's
so
true.
It's really sweet when your kids remember that stuff and it's special to them.
And also when your grandchild asks you to do that, almost as like a traditional thing with the cousins, Francine.
Right.
Grammy B is going to say yes in a heartbeat.
100%.
Yeah, I love that.
I think sometimes too, you know, it's okay to ask your kids.
Right.
Hey, like, right. or your grandkids or your adult children.
Right.
Is there something you've wanted to do? Like maybe something you've heard that other families do or other friends? Because if you don't have those long lists of traditions and you have like a nudge to do things like that, just start it.
Right.
Just start it. It doesn't have to be grandiose. Yeah. It doesn't have to be on like ancestry.com where in 1844 your family
started this
lit
thing.
The tree.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just start stuff like that. And listen,
it's true.
Here's my other thing, because we're going to talk about this next week too. Not traditions, but about family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes traditions stop or change because of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Or because of dysfunction.
Sure. Yeah. And sometimes maybe things you did as a child that you have really fond memories of, for whatever reason, that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's made you question if you want to do things like that, or if you even like Christmas, or if you want to decorate for Christmas, or even think about the holidays. You know, I get that. But at the same time, it can look how you want it to look.
Yeah,
like.
It's true.
So no matter what your hang up or your hurt with it, do what you can do and what you want to do.
Do what feels good. Do what feels right.
Absolutely.
You know, I've had a thing about Christmas decorating. We've talked about this.
I know.
And now I just do what feels really just good and fun. Yeah. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's because I'm not making myself or putting pressure on myself or having to decorate an inn or whatever, you know, I'm just decorating our little farmhouse and I enjoy it and I love it.
You know what doesn't feel fun for me?
What?
Elf on a Shelf.
Oh yeah.
I never. Yeah.
I would have been good at that when the boys were little though. We didn't have it around.
Would you?
Yeah. I would.
You're not really, if I may.
Yeah.
You're not really one on regular commitments.
Well, Elf on a Shelf.
You have to move. I'm sorry. The elf moves every day.
Yeah, well,
into different positions.
There would have
and
been
scenes.
Times that my elf would have left a note that he went to the beach for 3 or 4 days.
I know.
Yeah, there would be something creative telling the boys that he's gone for a couple days and he'll be back.
Yeah. I just don't think you would have 25 scenes ready to
go.
Oh
no, yeah, no. Oh, some of these are wild.
That's the part that I can't do.
Yeah,
but maybe for you. Elf on the, not for you, but for someone listening, Elf on a Shelf is one of their favorite traditions.
Yeah.
I know people that love doing that.
And some people don't make it complicated.
No.
They hide them in a tree or hide them on it, literally like on a shelf. Mm-hmm. Like, but some people, man, they're making like scenes and
I know.
He's snow skiing and all kinds of wild stuff.
Like good for you.
But you know, you don't have to do that either.
No. Yeah. You make the holidays feel what's right for you. So, hey, wherever you are or whatever your situation is in life, maybe it's time to rethink your holiday traditions.
Yeah,
maybe
seriously.
There's something you do that you go, why do we do that?
Yeah,
I don't even enjoy that. You can say no to it.
Yeah.
You can stop it.
Yes.
So rethink some of those holiday traditions and maybe come up with some new ones.
It's good.
Hey, let's talk about food.
Let's talk about food. Okay. I have a little tip. I want a Cree Cheese and Market. There is sometimes a cart that sits near the bakery that if you go toward the end of the day, there's things discounted on that
cart. Okay.
I love it. I got all my bread there for my dressing and for my croutons for the holidays because it was 50% off. So keep that in mind when you go there.
I love that.
And then also, don't forget for your charcuterie board to get the sweet Lebanon bologna.
Oh, praise.
I mean, I support this. I'm doing that over the holidays. Both boys love it. It's so good on charcuterie board. I love it. And also the beef pastrami. Okay. That's all I have. That's all I want to say. What about you?
I support that. Here's what I have to say. While you're in the bakery, while you're getting your meats, you can pick up candles there too. They have a great candle selection. So if you're kind of like... in that warm glow vibe.
They carry Sterling Candle.
They carry Sterling Candle. Sterling Candle, if you are listening, pull up.
Yes. Listen, let me say this about Sterling Candle. If this is Wednesday, if you're listening this morning, this afternoon, go to my stories and something incredible is going to be happening with Sterling Candle. I'm not going to tell you what it is, Matt.
That's
not
awesome.
I'm not going to tell you listening what it is. You have to go check it out on my Instagram.
That's awesome.
It's one of the most special, wonderful things. I actually cried the day they told me because I just thought it was so lovely and generous. So go to my Instagram because we're doing something really special with them. But they carry their Walnut Creek Cheese and Market carries their candles, but they have everything candle. They have like candlesticks and candle warmers, and they have the melts, you know, that you can buy. They just have everything.
It's time for that glow. Yes. It's time.
So, get your glow on.
That's right. Get your glow on. So as you are getting ready to make home, as you're getting ready to bring guests into your home or celebrate the holidays or come up with traditions, make sure that Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is a stop for you because they have so many things that you need to host all of your holiday parties.
Great.
Hey, well, we're so glad that you joined us for this episode of These Are Good Days. You know, like I said before, is holidays can be hard, but and traditions can be hard too. But you have an opportunity to reclaim holiday traditions so that you can make them what you want them to be and start creating core memories for your family. So do it. Find those traditions. I would love to see if you come up with some new traditions, or maybe you take an idea that we have that we shared today, can you tag us so that we can reshare? Because I would love to see some of the traditions that you and your family are celebrating this holiday season. Well, thank you so much again for joining us here at These Are Good Days. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods and Mount Hope Fence.